This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient David Belson, DEBELSUNCE, first name Roger, ROGER, date of birth September 16, 1993, date of evaluation November 7, 2023. The chief complaint, 30-year-old male with abnormal EKG. The HPI. The patient reports recent concussion period. He then underwent routine ECG. This was reportedly abnormal period. He then underwent a repeat EKG 1 month later, which remained abnormal. There was some concern for the abnormality, and the patient was subsequently referred for evaluation, period. He has had no chest pain, common shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. He has otherwise had no cardiac symptoms, period. Past medical history, 1, asthma, 2, concussion, 3, mechanical fall. The past surgical history, status post fall, requiring suture of the scalp. Medications, none. Allergies, none on drug allergies. Family history, mother with dysrhythmia. Social history, patient denies cigarette smoking or drug use. He notes rare alcohol use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure, 95/57, pulse 72, respiratory rate 16, height 69 inches, weight 136 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. EKG, correction, examination otherwise unremarkable. The ECG from September 16, correction, the EKG from September 17, 2023 is reviewed, as is an EKG from September 28, 2023 period. The EKG from September 9th reveals a sinus rhythm of 66 beats per minute, period. There is SD elevation that is normal and consistent with repolarization abnormality. There is slight SD elevation in 1 and ABL, suggesting an infarct, period. The repeat EKG on September 28, 2023 reveals sinus rhythm of 74 beats per minute. he remains with SD abnormality in leads 1 and AVL, suggesting an infarct. However, the T-wave in the anteroseptal leads appear more inverted, period. The EKG is repeated in the office on November 7, 2023. It revealed sinus rhythm with nonspecific SD elevation. The pattern seen in 1 and AVL is unchanged, period. T-wave inversion seen on the second of the two EKGs is noted to have resolved, period. EKG is now similar to that of the first in the series, period. He underwent echocardiogram, period. Echocardiogram reveals normal left ventricular function with left ventricular ejection fraction of 75%. Diastolic filling pattern is normal. No segmental wall motion abnormality is noted. There is no evidence of mitral regurgitation. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation present. There is mild prolapse of the posterior tricuspid valve leaflet, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is noted, period. The impression, this is a 30-year-old male with reports of abnormal EKG, period. The second in a series of EKG is indeed noted to be mildly abnormal with some T-wave inversion. This would not be unusual in the setting of a concussive injury, period. His current EKG is noted to be at baseline, period. There are mild abnormalities present, period. However, there is no sign of ischemia. There is no sign of infarct, period. He does have prolapse of the tricuspid valve, and the EKG abnormality may indeed be related to his valvular abnormality. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation on Roger DeBalunce. Thank you.